This year's presidential campaign is coming down to a handful of key states. One is a state that has gone Republican for the past 44 years. Virginia is changing. Democrats are gaining strength there, and Barack Obama is nearly tied with John McCain in the state. McCain is counting on support from places like two areas that we're visiting on the show this morning. One is the state's conservative Western Mountains, and the other is an evangelical university founded by the late Jerry Falwell. That school is doing its best to keep Virginia red, as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
A few weeks ago, Jerry Falwell Jr. delivered a high-minded message to the students at Liberty University. The chancellor spoke of their civic responsibility to vote. Then he made an announcement.
We're planning to cancel classes on Election Day, just as a...
It's part of a grand strategy to get Liberty's 10,000 students to vote in Virginia. They'll bus students to the polls, stage an all-day concert complete with food, and lift curfew so students can watch the results on a giant screen TV.
We never told them how to vote. We didn't even talk about the issues. We just talked about the fact that Virginia was right on the fence and could go either way, and they could become known as the college that elected a president if the numbers came down just right.
Falwell says that 80 to 90% of his students are Republican, but not all are registered to vote in Virginia. So the school told dorm leaders like Catherine Llewellyn to see to it that everyone had the proper forms.
We had to go around that night to every room and make sure if anybody wanted to register, they could. Even in class the next day for commuters, if they didn't get registration forms, the professors were handing them out.
And it worked. For example, Sarah Blanzy switched her registration from North Carolina to Virginia because
North Carolina is going to go red. I'm not really too worried about that, and I'm nervous about the outcome of Virginia, and I feel like my vote might be a little more important here.
We're meeting in the university's Jesse Helms School of Government. Senior Grace Woodson, who attended the Republican National Convention, says Barack Obama's dynamism may appeal to some young people, but students at Liberty look for something else. Conservative values.
I think with McCain, he proves with his life, his Christian values, and his whole life has been about sacrifice, and I think that's something that us Christians see as really important.
And with Obama leading slightly in the polls, junior Chandler Smith says no vote can be wasted. In fact, several recent state elections for governor, attorney general, and U.S. senator were decided by fewer than 10,000 votes.
Based upon the numbers, moving conservative voters, either from Georgia like myself or from across the nation to a swing state like Virginia where we all are like-minded, when we all vote the same way, it could have a significant impact on the election.
All this talk makes one wonder, are there any Democrats at Liberty? I put the question to Danielle Fierro and her friends.
So do any of you guys know an Obama supporter?
Seen them, but...
I do, but he transferred.
Finally, I locate two live Obama supporters, not through the College Democrats Club, there isn't one here, but through the Obama campaign. Brian Diaz is a freshman from Orlando. I asked him what his classmates say when they find out he's voting Democrat.
Well, at first they asked me, are you Christian?
But Diaz and sophomore Joel Crowder believe they're making inroads. On Monday, they manned an Obama table on campus, and Crowder says they were thrilled with the results.
Oh, we had a great turnout here. We had an astounding amount of people sign up for the campaign.
Like, how many would you say?
150.
Well, it's a start. And both men believe Virginia can go blue. But not if these Liberty students have anything to say about it. Late Tuesday night, 50 women crowded into a large dormitory room for their weekly hall meeting of announcements. The recurring topic...
How many of you guys have registered to vote?
Whoa.
Wow. A lot.
One, two, three, four,
all but three
five,
women
six.
Raise their hands.
Okay. So 46.
Woo!
Wow. Awesome, guys.
And for those last few stragglers, they have until the end of the day to sign up. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.